Earlier today, when we talked about short-term profit taking on dollar shorts, we meant it. All of that is already behind us, and we're right back to seeing broad dollar selling along with fresh record highs in U.S. equities and gold. The dollar has been getting hit even harder in a world where monetary policy divergence is actually a thing. Stocks are racing up on a Fed communication that, all things considered, has been relatively upbeat, and gold is doing its thing, knowing full well that we're heading back into an environment that will be very inviting of inflation. We are, however, seeing additional rate cuts, the latest from the SNB, but of course, the expectations are that any rate cuts we do see at other central banks won't be at the pace of the Fed. Meanwhile, investors are getting additional support from stimulus measures out of China in the hopes that these measures will ripple to the benefit of the global economy. Looking ahead, it's a busy calendar out of the U.S., and it will be interesting to see how it plays out, given how it could influence sentiment and future Fed rate expectations. Key standouts come from U.S. durable goods, U.S. GDP, U.S. initial jobless claims, and U.S. pending home sales. We also get some Fed speak and ECB speak. That's all for now.